Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Oh, my goodness. Welcome, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we've got a great show for you tonight. But let me first start by thanking everybody out there for tuning into the show. A couple things that I want to thank you for, and boy, this has been such an incredible time for us. I want to thank you for nominating the Dr. Pat Show for the Best of the Northwest. And when I went in and I read the comments that all of you made, all of you that voted for the show, I just cried. It was one of those moments where, you know, we're doing this show. We know we're reaching you. We know we have great guests like my guest tonight, Linda Dickinson. But we just don't know quite how much you really do care about the show. And I want to thank you. I also want to thank you all for supporting our new foundation, the Dr. Pat Global Empowerment Foundation. And yes, we are going to get you lots more information about the foundation. Many of you are asking how you can donate and contribute. You want to hear more, and we'll tell you about that. This is really a time of giving, and I want to tell you that my guest tonight is someone that knows a lot about it. When I think about Linda Dickinson and I think about the life that she's, you know, she has and has decided to say yes to, I think about the people that she's helping. I think about a girl that was 13 years old and, you know, was presented with an extraordinary gift, a gift that is now helping countless people across the globe. On the Dr. Pat Show and me personally, I have been so thrilled to have Linda as a regular on this show. You're going to hear a lot more about her tonight. Linda Dickinson, known as the psychic medium, but more importantly, the empowerment psychic medium, is joining us here today because we're going to be talking about how you get in touch with your true self, meditation, achieving your higher self with psychic medium Linda Dickinson, more importantly, empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson. So tonight, you're going to get to call into the show and get a reading with Linda, and I want to make sure you know what that toll-free number is, 888-815-9756. That is toll-free, 888-815-9756. But tonight, get ready to learn how to get in touch with that voice, that which you hear, that which means so much to so many people. And what does it truly mean to be empowered? You're going to hear about that as well. Linda, I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show.
Dr. Pat, good evening. I'm so pleased to be with you.
How the heck are you? What are the spirits saying right now? Are they saying, come on, baby, bring it on, or what?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, the spirits are always saying something, especially to me. And they're very humorous, by the way. My guides love getting me to laugh. And I think oftentimes I'm walking down the street or in a store and I'm laughing, and people are probably thinking I'm talking to myself and I'm a little bit off my rocker. And I'm okay with that because I learn to have fun, and my guides want me to feel good, so they're always joking around about how I'm thinking about things. Oftentimes they'll say to me, what are you thinking about? Because what you're thinking about, you're planning and you're bringing it to you, and it's not going to be so great. So let's clean it up. So I'm here to share with people, especially this evening, how to meditate. And, you know, Pat, doesn't meditate sound like a serious word? I mean, it sounds like it's serious and you have to get to it and it's going to be hard work. And honestly, meditation is truly a time of total relaxation, and more importantly, tuning into your inner world, the world that is larger and more expansive than anything we're experiencing in this lifetime. It's a time to go within and truly find out who you are, make connection with your own guides, talk to God, Buddha, Jesus, or anyone else you're wanting to speak to who's passed over, even so. It's about setting your life and your goals within you and realizing that when you do that, life gets very sweet.
Hmm. I want to ask you, Linda, because you are known as the empowerment psychic medium. I mean, this is something that, you know, you've been kind of labeled with, by the people that you work with, and there's a reason for that, and I want to ask you about that. Tonight, although we're going to talk about meditation, I wanted to know how meditation has helped you, you know, become so finely tuned to what the spirit guides are saying to you in a way that you have so perfected in working with people. What has been the role of meditation for you?
Well, thank you for those kind words. And I do love what I do, and I love every single person like you do, Pat, that you come in contact with. I can't wait to meet up with the next person somewhere and teach them something that I know that's going to help them evolve in their lives and talk about something that's going on in their life that's really great. Meditation for me, let me give you an example. I have fairly poor eyesight. I've worn glasses probably since the second grade. I was the kid in the pool at school that had to wear her glasses to see where she was swimming, so to speak. And
got
so
it.
For me, meditation is, if I didn't meditate one day, it'd be like not putting my contact lenses in. It would be, I would feel lost. I would feel not in control of what's coming next. And I would feel, sometimes I guess the best way to describe it is alone. Because when I meditate, I'm truly connecting with the higher me, my higher self, my guides who promised to be with me my whole lifetime. I set the tone of my whole day. My favorite time of day to meditate for me is first thing in the morning, because we are so highly connected with our source energy first thing in the morning upon awakening. So before my day gets started, that is how I start my day. And I can't remember the last time I missed a day meditating. It's just part of my ritual every day.
You know, one of the things that I know we're going to do today, we're going to take calls because they're going to get to see firsthand your talent and the way that you're able to connect messages with spirit guides, with individuals, to help us all move to that next place we want to go. I mean, that's why we ask the questions that we ask. What is it, Linda, that you believe we do really well, and what is it that we could definitely benefit by doing a bit better?
Oh, I love that. Well, what is it that we do really well? I believe that all of us, each one of us knows way within the core of us that life is supposed to be good. And when we feel frustrated, or when we've lost our job, or we don't have enough money, or our boyfriend or girlfriend just left us, or our husband or wife just had an affair, when we go through this, we fight it and we're angry because the main part of who we truly are, our higher self, knows life is supposed to be good and this does not feel right. So we all have that true knowing. What we could benefit by doing is getting very clear about where we would like to be next so that our life starts to get better again very quickly. The reason we have situations in our life experiences that feel less than good, is so that we can determine what our new desires are. We're supposed to launch off of where we are not feeling good to a place of envisioning what it would feel like if things were going well. And this is how we evolve and expand the whole universe, by expanding our thought. And so we're only supposed to touch upon a situation that doesn't feel good to us slightly, so that very quickly we can get clear about how we would prefer it to be. We envision that, and then our new life starts almost immediately. What we're not good at is we want to tell the world, we want to tell the coworkers, we want to tell our neighbors, we want to tell our mother, we want to tell our best friend how bad it is, how awful it's been. And when we talk about it and we dwell on it, we're attracting more of it. And that's the part that most of us miss. We don't realize that by complaining about something and telling how bad it is only drawing more of it to you. And when we get clear that that no longer serves us to do that, life gets really great again.
I wanted to ask you, we're going to be opening up the phone lines here in a minute, and I wanted to talk with you about what it is that our listeners could learn from being able to meditate. And are we talking to angels? Are we talking to spirits? Who the heck are we talking to, Linda?
We're talking to, well, it really is based on our beliefs. Let's say, for example, there's someone who loves everything about angels. I guarantee you, when you have an experience with an angel by connecting with your own guides and angels, they will appear to you in the form of an angel. They would appear to you in the expectation based on the belief that you have. If you have a Native American belief, more than likely your guides or your God will show up or appear to you in a way that seems like a Native American background. So whatever our beliefs are and expectations are is what we're going to experience, or let's say how we will perceive or experience something of connection to the other side or your guides or gods. It's all the same thing. So I think that answers that question. Is that what you're asking?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to make sure that everyone that's listening to the show has this number. We're going to be taking your calls. Phone lines are open now. If you want a reading with Linda, if you want to connect, if you want to ask me a question, this is the time to get in the queue here to get on the show. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756, toll free. Seth will pick up the phone and we'll go from there. Linda, I wanted to stop for a minute and talk about what's going on in the world, in the economy. And from a, you know, an empowerment psychic medium point of view, I wanted to get your sense of it. I wanted to get your sense of what guides are saying. I mean, there are some people that are still shocked that President Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize. And I wanted to get a sense from what the guides have been saying to you.
Yeah. In fact, I've had this conversation with my guides. And the first thing they said about President Obama was that why is it that we want to condemn a gift to someone?
Wow.
Why is it that we would look at that as him not deserving it, that he hasn't done his job well enough that he shouldn't get that, when in fact we live in a universe that all is infinite, and you and I and anybody can have anything we want if we're lined up with it. And so he was simply lined up with the Nobel Peace Prize, and he was in receipt of it. And all of us who may have looked at that and said, hardly seems right this time, you know, the economy's so bad, things aren't going well, what's going to happen with our health insurance? I don't know if this is a good time for him to be receiving this. Well, the fact is, if I'm condemning someone else, the very things I want can't come to me. If I'm focused on someone else and not happy about them getting ahead, I'm pinching off my God force energy so much so that I cannot receive more money, more good friendships, a better relationship with my spouse. So it, again, doesn't serve us to look in a way that feels judgmental.
What's really interesting about all this, and we'll take a short break and come back, is that I was talking with someone about this the other day, and he was a financial guy, you know, one of these, what is it, Wall Street type guys, right? And, we got into the conversation about the energy and the vibration. And, you know, he said, his comment was, well, somebody should actually give President Obama a Nobel Prize for financial efforts that he's made, because, and he said, he reminded us, I really didn't even remember this, he reminded us that it wasn't too long ago that the stock market was hovering around 66. And he said, we had a disappointing day today, we didn't reach 99. And I thought, wow, it wasn't... I thought, what a good point he's making. It's like it wasn't too long ago when 66 and people were wondering what they were going to do. And today he said the greatest dispute that I had in my day today was trying to explain why we didn't reach 99. Wow, Linda, isn't it all about perspective?
It certainly is. What a great example.
Well, we're going to be talking with Linda, and we have much more to cover. If you want to find out more about this empowerment psychic medium, Linda Dickinson, go to the website www.inmyfuture.com. InMyFuture.com. We're taking your calls right here on the Dr. Pat Show. We will put you in the queue for a reading, for a conversation. If you want to know why you've got something blocking you from your greater good, give us a shout. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. When we come back, we'll be talking about the difference between intuition through meditation, hearing those voices, and then what the heck do you do when you hear the word? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yoga Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, joining you here today. And what I want to be able to say to everybody out there is that we love doing this. I love being able to chat with Linda Dickinson, and so will you. We're taking your calls. I think we've got Seth and company ready to pick up the phone. If you've got something on your mind, are you wondering about finances? Are you wondering about relationships? What is it that you want to connect with Linda Dickinson about? Just give us a shout, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. and we'll take your calls and connect you with the empowerment psychic medium, Linda Dickinson. Linda, you know, this is a great time that we live in right now. Are you busier than ever?
Absolutely. You know, for some reason in the fall, after the kids are back in school, my work picks up. I don't know if it's because Halloween comes and they think spooky spirits, psychic Linda Dickinson. I'm not sure where it all comes from, but I have more public events that I offer and I am involved with from now through the end of the year. Yeah, it gets extremely busy, and I love it. I mean, I honestly like the cool weather, and as it gets colder, I really love the freshness and the crisp of the air. It's about cuddling up, and speaking of cuddling up, it's a nice time to cozy into your favorite chair and learn to meditate and go within. It's a great time of year to learn it.
Well, let's talk about that. Who are we actually listening for? I mean, that's always a big question. It's like I sat down and I meditated for 45 minutes, and I asked the question, but I don't hear any answers. Give us some insight into this.
I'd love to. And, you know, oftentimes when I have clients who say, listen, I meditate, like you said, 45 minutes an hour a day, I always ask them, how long do you meditate for? When they tell me that, I say, are you falling asleep or is there anything going on? And usually they say to me, really nothing goes on. I don't hear anybody. I got nothing. And I say, what are you asking for? Because you can't just sit down and just be and expect anything to happen more than maybe feel peaceful, which, by the way, is a very good feeling to be peaceful. But when we want to meditate and make connection to, let's say, grandmother who's passed over, or let's say we wanted to connect and meet who our guides are, who promised to be with us our whole lifetime. Who are they? How many lifetimes have we lived? Why am I here again? Why did I choose this lifetime? And how do I get this through this situation in a way that I'm going to feel better really quick? And so when it's sort of like, you know, we talked about the coffee thing. If I go up to the guy who's selling coffee on the street, and I don't know how I want my coffee, whether I want with cream and sugar, black, or half latte and half something. If I don't know what I want, he's not going to give me what I want. He's just going to hand me something that I may or may not want. So when I'm in control and I sit down and I first set an intention saying, I'm here to sit for 15, no longer than 20 minutes. I'm going to put my earplugs in my ears. And by the way, I more often than not do use earplugs because I want my outer world to be completely muted for me. And depending on where we live, that's a tough thing to do. So in go the earplugs. I take usually between 5 and 7 nice, deep, rhythmic breaths in and out. And I take my time with that, whatever's natural for my body. And as I'm doing those breathing exercises, I'm asking all of my high guides to be present. I ask that God be present, and it depends on what our belief is about God. If you're a Buddhist, you ask Buddha to be present, or whomever you pray to. So after I've asked for all of them to be present, I set the tone of what I'm wanting. I do 2 different sessions. I do a session where I talk to God. It's where I put my requests in for what I want, sort of like calling the DJ on the radio and saying, I want to listen to this song. Because if I don't call and ask him to listen to that song, I might not get that song in the next 15 or 20 minutes. So I put out there, here's where I'm wanting to feel better. I want to feel better about my health. I'm a little worried about this and this. These people over here are talking about those kinds of tests I should take, and maybe I'm not doing the right thing, so I need to feel better and settled about my health, so I need help with it. As I put my request out, I don't put it out in desperation. If I put out in desperation, God, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money to pay my mortgage, right? When I'm desperate, it can't happen. I can only get more things to feel desperate about. So it's about learning to tune into an attitude of feeling good about it when you're asking.
Boy, I'll tell you, let's talk about desperation for a minute, because you've really hit something very, very, very strongly, a resonance that I think so many people are feeling. And I want to ask you about this. 2 things you said that, you know, just raise a couple questions. Now, let's say that I don't know who my guides are. In the work that you do connecting people as the empowerment psychic medium, are you able to help people know who their guides are, even if they can't hear them directly or communicate or connect with them?
Certainly. It is why often people have sessions with me, so they can get answers from their guides. If they're not able to do it themselves, they certainly can get it through me, but I do teach them how to make their own connection. And by the way, if you go on to my website, inmyfuture.com, under, I think it's called products in there, there's a free download, How to Meet Your Spirit Guides. Print it out, practice it every day for the next 30 to 45 days, and before you know it, you'll be sensing and receiving information from your own guides. So you don't have to call someone who is psychic and connect for you. It's okay in the beginning. It's okay to learn to connect with someone else that can help you get there. But it is about you taking control of it eventually. And that's free download on my website, so feel free to do that.
Oh, and the website, let me make sure everybody's got it, www.inmyfuture.com. Check it out. You'll be able to find out lots more. And also to connect with Linda tonight directly. This is a great opportunity. 888-815-9756. That's toll free. Or you can try 530-327-7602. I wanted to get to the second question, which has to do with what you just said. And, you know, that question has to do with this state of desperation. And, you know, a lot of times, Linda, I don't think we walk around saying, oh, my God, I can't pay my bills. Oh, my goodness, this. I don't have my job. I'm not going to get this. I'm not going to get that. But sometimes some people do. Other times it's more subtle than that. And I think what I heard you say is that we have to get rid of all of that inner, that vibration, or it's just not going to work.
Yeah, we have to clean it up because, now think about it. When God listens to our information, when we're talking to God, when you're talking to your God, you're doing one of two things. You're either asking for things in a way and with an attitude, with the expectation and having the faith knowing it's on its way, thanking God ahead of time of how wonderful it is to have plenty of money to pay all of my bills and plenty of extra to have fun with the family with whatever we're wanting to do for excitement. Asking for it that way feels very different than saying and complaining to God, which, by the way, God already knows you don't have enough money if we don't have enough money. So to tell him something he already knows is a little bit redundant, first of all. But more importantly, what God gets language-wise, think about all the different languages in this world. It is a vibration that God receives from us. So it is the vibration, it is the feeling behind the words I'm using that I'm offering to God. It's either desperateness, or it's a knowing that more money is on its way. And it's a very different feeling. People say to me, listen, I'm in despair. I have no money. You don't get it. I don't even think I have enough money to buy food for my kids for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I say, if you complain to God about how bad it is, you will get more of how bad it is. Instead, if you say to God, I would love for my children to have plenty of food whenever they want to open the cupboard door or the refrigerator and eat more. I want them to always feel full and satisfied. Wow, that's a big, huge difference in the way I'm asking for what I want. Would you agree?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's a completely different thing. And it's very easy to learn. That doesn't really negate, and I want to just be clear about this, it doesn't really negate that there may be some things going on in one's life that are just not exactly happening the way we want. But what
right.
I hear you saying is, it's the way we approach those things.
It really is, and like you talk about, Pat, it is the perspective because, you know, I hear so many stories of many people who are well-known, and I'm sure you interview many of them, I know you do, who lived out of their car for many days in a row, maybe even a whole year. They lived out of their car, for God's sakes. And they made it. Not only did they make it from there they found a small apartment and a decent job. I mean, they worked their way through things in whatever perspective worked best for them. And all of us can do that no matter where we are, whether we're homeless right now and we're in a coffee shop listening to you and me chit-chat, or whether we own a 4,000-square-foot home that we're living in, the living room and the bedroom, and the rest of the rooms are usually vacant and dark because we don't use the space. So, you know, the fact is, no matter where you're starting from at this very moment, your life can change dramatically when you start to change the attitude of your thoughts. And it starts with meditation.
Well, and, you know, what we're talking about, and when we come back from break, we're going to give a couple of demonstrations of what this means, how you turn that around, and what you can expect. Linda Dickinson is my special guest today on the show, and when we come back, you're going to hear some stories about manifestation, real stories about how shift and change in vibration can change your life. More importantly, the knowing and the faith that when you're in meditation, when you're asking those questions, yes, yes, you are being heard. Well, let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and my very special guest, Linda Dickinson, the Empowerment Psychic Medium. We'll be right back.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now. How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949. Or visit StressDetective.net.
Welcome back, everyone. I want to welcome you back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you have not submitted your name, filled out the survey for the holistic makeover, you're going to want to do that now. Go to the website, www.thedrpatshow.com. You'll see the link. Or you could take the shortcut and go to drpatlive.com. Sign up. Be part of something extraordinary. Linda Dickinson is going to be part of that as well. We're with her tonight, the Empowerment Psychic Medium. If you want to find out more about Linda, go to her website, inmyfuture.com. If you want to set up a session, go to 800-206-9096. Linda, we were talking about meditation, but there's something very empowering about having that tuning fork, that listening agent, you know, that ability to hear things. And yeah. I want to talk a little bit about what happens when we do hear them. What happens when we hear that voice in meditation? And then what is it that either gets us on the path to take the action to follow that voice or does not? Because sometimes we hear things we've so longed to find out about, and then when we hear it, we don't move.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Everybody's experience is different when it comes to meditation. And what I wanted to say is that when, you know, we talked about the deep breathing, five to seven deep breaths and getting relaxed and centered. Deep breathing does two things. First of all, it brings us more life-giving oxygen into our body, which is always a good thing. But more importantly, it actually moves the energy. So the life force, God force energy that flows to and through you gets bigger and broader, more expansive, flowing through you in a bigger way, which is it literally opening up a channel between you and the other side, or heaven, or where God exists, whatever you want to call that. It opens up the channel when you do that, so it's extremely important that that's done. Now, when we're doing that, everybody gets a different experience. For me, I know immediately when my guides have arrived. Two ways. I hear them talk to me in my head, and they say, we've always been with you, but here we are again. We're telling you we're here. And oftentimes they twitch my upper arm muscle, and many people have that experience. But when I get the twitching in my upper arm, in fact, if I'm with a friend out for coffee and they start to talk about something having anything to do with guides, boom, they're there instantly, and my arm is twitching. It's always a funny thing to see, but those are my sort of clues that my guides are present in a big way. Everybody's different. Sometimes when we do those breathing exercises, we feel like we're floating. We no longer really feel like we're quite in our body. It feels like a floating feeling. It's a nice, soft, easy, almost like a swooning kind of a feeling. Other people get chills up their spine. So everybody's different in what happens. Some people get their eye twitches a little bit, or one of their arms will raise automatically without them voluntarily raising their arms. So sometimes the first connection with our guides can be unusual, or it may seem unusual to another individual. But so never judge what's happening to you, all of you who are listening, of what you're experiencing, because it may be very different than even your neighbor would experience. So nothing about it is bad or wrong. It's just whatever way your guides can flow their energy through you, easiest for you to receive. And so sometimes we do hear it in our head. I mean, you know the story, Pat. When I was 13 and my grandmother passed, she was talking to me in my head. And I just thought that was the next step after they leave their body. I just thought that was normal until I was told it was not normal. So I do have the ability to hear them, not with my ears, but it's like big thoughts in my head that they give me. So I do have that ability, and it happens all the time when I meditate. Sometimes it happens when I'm not meditating, if I'm sort of zoned out doing some gardening or maybe even driving somewhere. Oftentimes, don't you notice, you wonder how the hell you got where you got because you don't remember driving there?
No kidding.
You know, and that's your guide. Your guides are the ones that got you there. Believe me, they were driving the car. You weren't.
I want to ask you a question, Linda, and I want to make sure that everybody knows Linda Dickinson is joining us here tonight. And you're welcome to give us a call if you want to connect with her directly. 888-815-9756. I want to ask you about what you've experienced at least over the past year or so. You know, you work with people from all over the world. What are their biggest concerns right now? What are people asking? What are the questions, the burning questions, that they come to you and they want to know about?
I would say the three biggest questions are, am I getting a job anytime soon? Am I able to keep my job? Does it look like my job will remain so? Another big question is, when is Mr. Right or Ms. Right showing up? Relationship question.
Yep.
And I would say the other one is, when someone has lost someone who's passed and they can't make their own connection, they want to know, is that person okay? Are they around? Are they saying it? Do they have a message for me? Do they know that I miss them? You know, those are the biggest, I would say, most common questions that I get. And with the economy, the state of the economy, people are asking more and more about their work. And when will they find a job, or when will it get better, or when could they get a raise? Yeah.
Yep. Let's take Stephen from Canada. He's on the line. I want to bring him in. He would love to connect with you. Stephen, I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show.
Yes, hi, good night.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
What can we do? How can we help you tonight?
I just would like to know if my guides, if what they are trying to communicate to me at this present time.
Stephen, how old are you?
I'm 52.
Okay, and what kind of work do you do?
Telecommunications.
Okay. They're telling me two things, that unless you've moved just recently, that there is a move coming up for you. Did you move recently?
Well, not in the recent, but in 2005.
Okay. Nope, there's another move coming up. There's another move coming up for you. And I do feel that to occur within the next 12, maybe 18 months at the most. But that move, they're telling me, also entails change of work. But these are all very good things. These are going to be two really good changes that come up for you. Do you meditate?
I try to, but with the hectic,
it does get hectic.
Workload I have.
Yeah, and don't you find that when you sit to meditate to try to be still, that everything you've ever thought of starts to come into your head, like, it's garbage day tomorrow, I got to put the garbage out, and Susie needs $5 for class party tomorrow, and I got to pay my mortgage. I mean, it tends to be a time where when we start to get quiet with our mind starts to chatter like crazy. So what they're showing me is that what you should meditate more on a consistent basis, at least really once a day, no more than 15 minutes would do it for you. They are telling me best time of day for you is actually evening, not morning, for you to meditate. And they're saying to have a notepad and pen, so when you have thoughts come up in your head, you can clear them out by just jotting down a note and reminding yourself later on that you can take care of something. But the most important things they're telling me is that there are changes coming up around work and where you live.
Okay. Is there any hints as to where it might be? Or,
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Canada?
Are there any hints to where it might be, where the move might be? Is it still going to be in Canada where he's from?
Yes.
Or?
It is. Yes, it is still in Canada. I do feel it is within an hour and a half of where you are. That's what it feels like to me. And I have to tell you one more thing. There is a female around you in spirit. This is a woman who's passed over. She had a problem in her chest area. I want to say it was a heart problem, but she's also saying cancer. So she may have had cancer at some point in her life that she dealt with, but I do believe she actually passed from a heart problem. She's showing me that April is significant, or the 4th of another month, and I would write that down. It's either a birthday or anniversary or a day or month of passing connected to her, and she's holding up a rose. So it could be that part of her name is Rose, or the rose, the flower, is significant to her in one way or another.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that resonate with that at all, Stephen? Do you know anybody that sounds like to you?
It could be my mother.
Feels like a mother figure to me. I can tell you one more thing about her, Stephen. She has a young child with her. So somebody lost a child that is now with your mother.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm really glad that you called. Thank you so much for opportunity,
Stephen,
to read you.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
Linda, let's go to the phones. We've got Pat from Connecticut on line 4. Hey, Pat, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. My first time on your show, Pat. Thank you. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Pat. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. I'm thrilled. Do you just read, or do you want questions?
You can ask a question, but I will tell you something. There's a gentleman standing around you in spirit. And he had a military background, or he wore a uniform. Feels to me military more than uniform. And he's showing me the number 5, so I know that May or the 5th of a month has significance for you or him, birthday, anniversary, day or month of passing. And he's pointing to his leg and his foot. So either he had an issue with a leg or foot, or he's talking about someone close to you who is having an issue with a leg or foot.
Was he a grandfather or a father?
It definitely feels relation to you, but I don't know where. I mean, I know that it's a male. I know he's older than you. And he does say my heart, so he had a heart problem.
My grandfather had 6 major heart attacks before he died. My father died of congestive heart failure.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Wow. And do you dream about your father, Pat?
No, but I had a very bad relationship with him. He's been coming around for about 7 years, and I've been welcoming it because he's been wanting to help me. So in spirit, I've been trying to heal with him.
Mm. Beautiful. And I feel like you're doing a great job. It is extremely healing for you. I mean, he wants it more than ever for you.
Okay. I've been sort of asking for my grandfather to come in. There evidently was history of sexual abuse. He was everything to me, and I'm trying to, you know, I'm sort of waiting for him to come through and talk about that. Or,
well, that's interesting, because what I get is that there will be no discussion of any of that, and that there was much more talked about than that was ever true. I do feel there was some, but I don't feel to the extent that some in the family believe. And the other thing they want you to do is to look well beyond that and just live your life in joy. And he's saying it's easy for him to tap into you when you're joyful.
Okay.
Easy. Yeah.
Now you're saying,
I'm sorry.
There was not that much regarding him or regarding me?
No, there was not that much regarding him.
Okay, I had a feeling, and thank you. I actually felt that he probably would not want to discuss it. I would like to ask you, my life really is just beginning due to some products I'm taking. It's literally taking away anxiety of 10 years, if not more. I just returned to a place where I lived a few years ago, and I just fell in love with it again, and I think I want to get married. I want to live there. Because my life has been so difficult financially and career-wise, I'm just not in a place to have easy moves. Do you see this happening? The place is called the Berkshires.
Well, I'll tell you what your father and grandfather are saying. They're calling where you end up the secret garden. So there must be something that feels like, to me it feels like a charming, smaller kind of home surrounded by garden. And they're calling it your secret garden. I want you to know that this can happen sooner than later for you, and the best way for it to come is for you to start writing a story as if it's already occurred.
Okay, I just started doing that 2 days ago.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, one of the things that, Pat, thank you for calling in. One of the things that I would love to say to you, and Linda, maybe you can chime in on this, is, you know, when you write that story, create that story as if it were a movie. We were talking about this the other day, because it's going to be important for you to sit and watch that movie every day. Linda, would that make sense for that to be her meditation or part of it?
Yeah, makes perfect sense for the meditation, and she is the director of her life, and I believe, Pat, both of you, Pats, that you now know you're the director of your life. Finally in your life, Pat, you know you are the director.
Okay. Well, that's good, because meditation I can't do yet due to post-traumatic stress. So if this can be a meditation, that's wonderful. So
it's
thank
a
you.
Fabulous meditation. You know, as a matter of fact, it's helped me significantly in my life because I'm such a visual. And so to be able to create an actual movie and actually go through the movie and have that movie play over and over again, and then sometimes the movie will change. You know, the next day that I do it, there's something new in it. It's a wonderful way to have fantasy, fun, and manifestation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you see a man? Marriage?
How old are you now, Pat?
56.
Yeah, I do feel within a 2-year period, you're very much involved with the person you'll spend the rest of your life with. And I do know that at some point he had a Florida connection.
Yes.
You're confirming that, Pat?
Yes.
Oh, so you know somebody from Florida?
Oh, no, not that would even probably be alive.
Okay.
Well, possibly someone alive, but the relationships, no.
Okay.
That's not feasible.
You will.
Yeah.
Oh,
see,
who has?
one of the things you have to create in your movie is feasible.
Yeah. And so, and that's a good way to describe it. What does this man, what does the man of your dreams look like? What does his cologne smell like, if you can't picture what he looks like? What does his voice sound like? And how does he treat you?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of messages does he leave on your voicemail? And what kind of cards does he send you? And what kind of life are you having together? And how much fun it is?
Mm-hmm.
Then he comes.
Mm-hmm.
And about Florida, could you explain that again? I'm sorry.
No, no problem. I believe the person that you end up with has a Florida connection. I believe the man that you marry has lived in or had a strong connection to Florida from either business or living there at some point in his life.
Okay. You let me ask a lot of questions. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you
it's
for listening and tuning in to the show. Thank you, Pat.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Many blessings
Bye-bye.
To you. You know, Linda, what great callers. What great conversation to have. I'm so glad that our listeners could, you know, get to experience the way that you've worked. I've got a question for you, and you're going to think that perhaps I've lost my rocker, but I do have a question for you.
Okay.
I have not seen such a fascination in this pop culture in years. And the fascination that I'm talking about is a fascination with vampires. Now, the reason that I'm so fascinated by the fascination we have with vampires is it's coming from a younger generation of people. And what I'm referring to, of course, you know, it started out with the Twilight series, but every time you turn around, there's a Vampire Diary, there's this, there's that. It's actually become, you know, one of the top Hollywood media things to talk about. But I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and she said, you know, this is not new. You know, Anne Rice pretty much introduced most of us of my age to vampires. And I
Right.
said, you know, it's not the same. I love Anne Rice. I said, but this is a different fascination. It's a playful one. It's a romantic one. And I wanted to ask you, Linda, you know, from a metaphorical and a symbolic perspective, is there any meaning to it? Is there an energy or a vibration that our younger pop culture is plugging into that has yet to be defined in language that we can talk about it, so therefore it gets played out in what some people believe is quite the bizarre?
Oh, of course. I absolutely agree with what you're saying. I believe the generation that is very much involved with and into that, so to speak, is expanding on what already has occurred in fantasy and in romance. They're kicking it up a notch. They're doing it in a different way. They're bringing in a new perspective. But what they're really trying to do, ultimately what we're all trying to do, is to feel good. And so they're finding new avenues and new ways to pull the drama in and turn it into something really great. And turning it into what I get when I see those programs, and I don't watch a lot of them, but I watch enough of it to know what you're asking, and that is, they're making full connection and contact with the other person that they're looking at. They're making communication and contact on a such deep level, much deeper than any words could offer in this universe. And so I believe they're setting the stage for what is more to come in how people want to expand relationship and romance and their true spiritualism. Yes.
Well, it was really interesting. I mean, I had to ask that question in light of Halloween coming, Linda. And, you know, Halloween, of course, is my favorite holiday of all. And I have no idea why that is. But with respect to all of that, how is this Halloween vibrationally different than those that have come before? And it does tie into what the pop culture is plugging into now, you know, the books that are being bought. And as a matter of fact, somebody told me Anne Rice is writing again. You know, not that she ever stopped. But, you know, it's kind of interesting to be at this place right now, to go from a conversation about President Obama winning the Nobel Peace Prize, now to talk about a new light coming from our young people. And in closing, I want to ask you what it's all about.
Yeah, and I love where the new generation is headed. What they're saying is, we're breaking all the rules. If I have a sign that says my dog cannot tinkle here, I'm bringing my dog there to tell you that the sign's wrong, and my dog's going to do his thing here. In other words, what they're saying is, we're breaking some rules, we're going to make you think outside the box, and we're going to take you all with us, because what we want you to realize is that we all have our true freedom within us. And look at all the fantasy videos that have come out. People are creating new names and different relationships all on this virtual video. Amazing new worlds that are going on that a lot of us aren't even aware of that they're happening. So they are expanding the universe by expanding their thought. And you put the nail on the head, Pat, by saying you have to fantasize it. You got to make your own movie. And when you get into it as if you are there and you're feeling it, it becomes what's next for you. It's awesome that your life can change that dramatically with setting your own movie up, setting your own tone.
I love it. I want to just thank you, Linda, for joining us here tonight. I want to thank both Stephen and Pat for calling in and the many of you that didn't get a chance to connect with Linda. Linda, www.inmyfuture.com to have a reading with Linda. Give her a shout at 800-206-9096. Thank you, Linda, for joining us here today. Another great show.
Oh, thank you. Such a pleasure to be with you.
And I want to thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. Remember, check it out, thedrpatshow.com. Thank you all at bbsradio.com for pushing all the right buttons. And remember, everyone, you have the movie inside you. Direct it, and let's make it a box office smash. We'll see you next time.
Dance on curtain call, take your last bath.